This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I wasn't playing Hank's video, which was a video originally, the audio, because of his business, but he did throw out that offer for the coffee business, and it's kind of amazing. And every time, you know, we give some shout-outs on the show, he has listeners who respond. But he is down in Washington, Missouri.
Missouri.
So go see Hank. I think we're going to try to book him tomorrow because I just love the American story. And again, I've said this before. I said it when I came back from Spain. I felt like some of the Europeans that I visited with over there a couple of years ago when I took the listeners had a deeper appreciation for, you know, the freedoms that we have and what we have provided other people than a lot of the younger people in particular. Certainly the people who voted in the mayoral election a week ago in New York City, that's for sure. Okay, back to the big, beautiful bill. We have a lot to cover this afternoon. You know, Sue, one of the things that broke yesterday is this Kohlberger plea deal out in Idaho, and Paul Morrow is going to update us on that. You know, it was interesting. Phil Holloway said, well, you know, that has to be something that the victims' families were on board with. We're finding that that's not necessarily the case. So Paul's going to highlight that. We have this topic that I got into late in the show yesterday about ibogaine, which is this psychedelic drug, and Texas is invested into this because it could really have amazing reactions and results for people who are you know, either alcoholics or opioid abusers or post-traumatic stress and trauma victims. So we have Brian Hubbard, who is the chief executive officer for the Americans for Ibogaine. And Rick Perry, the former energy secretary and Texas governor, was talking about it on Fox yesterday. But on the big, beautiful bill, not everyone's happy that it passed in the form that it did. Chip Roy, and I like Chip Roy from Texas quite a bit. I don't always support his positions. He's concerned about the changes that they made in the Senate now that they've kicked it back on a tie vote. J.D. Vance had to break the tie earlier today.
This is the Senate wanting to try to save some for their home states, like Senator Murkowski for Alaska, trying to get giveaways to perpetuate the Medicaid money laundering scam in Alaska. It may not be today. It may not be this week. But we're going to deliver on the tax cuts, spending cuts, and the border funding necessary to save this country.
So he calls it a money laundering scheme. Josh Hawley would probably disagree with that, but Hawley was a yes vote today. Chip Roy says this about the changes as well.
This is deals that was cut with Republicans in order to try to get this bill through the Senate. And it is going to undermine the good things we did in the House to deliver on the president's agenda.
All right.
The president wants the tax cuts. He wanted the Green New Scam terminated. We need it all. And I think we're going to have some more work to do after this week to get this done.
Yeah, so my understanding is some things that were taken out of the Green New Scam by the House were inserted back in by more moderate members of the Senate. It's very hard to keep track of all this. I made that very clear yesterday. Scott Moorfield is with us. He's a writer and opinion columnist for Town Hall. How are you this afternoon, Scott? Hope you're well.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
How do you try to get a handle on all of this because, you know, the last 48 hours has been a voterama in the Senate. There's been a lot of changes. There's been some backdoor dealings. I highlighted this at the beginning of the show, Lindsey Graham, and I think you heard the reference there from Chip Roy to Lisa Murkowski, who got some things because she was concerned about rural hospitals in Alaska. It's interesting because the language is important here. And what might be a cut in Washington speak is just a reduction in spending or attention to the people who truly need the help. But I'll be honest with you, Scott, with all the changes that were made, and maybe even Chip Roy doesn't know everything about the changes, it's very difficult to get a handle and to say, yeah, you know what, this is a good bill. Now, I support the bill overall because we have to extend the Trump tax cuts. But your thoughts overall as this moves back to the House right now?
Yeah, I'm pragmatic about it, and I feel like I'm frustrated for the same reason everybody else is, but I also feel like this needs to pass because if it doesn't, two words, border security, right? Like, yeah. That's the number one thing on the Trump agenda, and if they're not able to fund it and the rest of the Trump agenda, including the tax cuts, then it was all for naught. So the real question is, why are we – and this is something Thomas Massie consistently asks and Rand Paul, why do we have to have a giant bill? It gives everybody cover for voting for things that they ordinarily would never vote for. Or they would get voted out of office. And I think that's one of the reasons why they do it. But why can't we just have different votes for different things and have everybody on the record for what they support or they don't? But they have this giant bill. And we have to pass it, and we're stuck. Like, we have no choice. Like, and that's where the pragmatism comes in, because you just got to.
Well, because, look, part of that is because they're doing it with the reconciliation process, which does not require the 60-vote threshold. Here's Stephen Miller sort of explaining some of this.
I've spent my entire life in the conservative movement. Since I was a kid in high school, working, dreaming of the day where we could have a piece of legislation like what exists right now, Sean, what President Trump has brought to the precipice of passage. Each and every one of the individual titles in this bill would be considered one of the great achievements in the history of the conservative movement. The title, for example, Building the Missile Defense Shield for the United States of America, Sean, so we can be safe, our children can be safe from foreign adversaries in this growing era of intercontinental ballistic missiles as nations race for supremacy. The section on this bill enshrining border and homeland security, this is the most far-reaching border security proposal, homeland security proposal in my lifetime. Sean, not just my lifetime. Going back to Eisenhower, going back to since we've had conversations about the border, Sean, I take this seriously.
So he was on with Hannity last night. And Scott, to his point, look, I appreciate it. I like Stephen Miller. I think he's really good at explaining some of these things. But it sort of circles back to your point. There are absolutely components of this bill that you and I and many of the people listening right now would support wholeheartedly, including an extension of the tax cuts. But then there's that Washington math. And then there's the, and I'm not saying compromise is a dirty word. I think compromise is important. But because it's so overstuffed, and I always kind of, you know, revert back to Senator John Kennedy and what he said last week. There's a guy who is on the right side of all these issues, but he admitted, I think it was a week ago today, that there were things that were in that bill that he did not like. I've had listeners tell me, and I don't even know if there's a way of vetting this right now, that some of the stuff that's, you know, this nonsense for gender surgeries, etc., has been put back into the bill. The problem is, Scott, I think you might agree, there's no way you can cross-reference that right now and do a search and say, hey, what's in this bill? What's not in this bill? We have to trust these guys in Washington. They're not the kind of people we should trust for the most part. We know that there's been deal making and behind the scenes stuff. It goes back to the House. Chip Roy's throwing the red flag. I mean, can they get it to the president's desk? One thing it does speak to, and I think you would admit, and especially as someone like me, who is not always a supporter of President Trump, you got to give the guy credit because nobody thought he could do a lot of these things. I didn't even think yesterday he could get it through the Senate, and they kicked it back to the House.
Yeah, and they've got a whole other set of hurdles. I mean, I remember really hoping that maybe the Senate would make it better. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we can get some concessions here. Maybe
maybe it'll come down to Rand Paul and he can make it better. But, you know, at the end of the day, is it more good than bad? And I think it probably is more good than bad because, you know, they'll say, well, if we don't do it now, then, and this is something Elon Musk LOL'd about, but if we don't do it now, then we're going to have to do it needing 60 votes, which if you could imagine how hard that would be.
Yeah,
so
impossible.
My solution to that, my solution to that, of course, is eliminate the filibuster while we have the chance because they're going to do it anyway. And we're already under a de facto filibuster-less world anyway with these omnibus bills. What would be better, having no filibuster and having everybody vote openly for individual bills?
Well, that gets
tricky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I understand the suggestion, but then, you know, when you flip it around, it wouldn't take much to flip it around. The Democrats, they have way too much power. But one of the other things here is how the math is, you know, inserted and how it's explained. So when the CBO says that this is a fiscal blowout because it increases the deficit by $3.3 trillion over 10 years, that's only true if you assume that Congress was going to tolerate the $4.5 trillion tax increase. And that would be the result. And this is the main reason that I've supported this bill, because if the 2017 tax reform expires at the end of this year, all the individual tax provisions are scheduled to do that, then everyone's taxes go up. They like to play the class warfare game, and this is a tax cut for billionaires. No, this would be a tax increase for everyone in this country. And I don't think the Democrats even wanted that, which is why I guess maybe they have some cover because of the other things in here that they didn't like. And not one Democrat, not even John Fetterman, supported this in the Senate today.
Yeah, they're not supporting it, but I think that they're not going to support the bill at all under any circumstances, because they want the taxes to go up, because if the taxes go up, they know Trump's going to take the blame and Republicans will take the blame for it. And they can always say, well, we were against tariffs, or the party of low taxes or whatever. But, how long do you think it'll take for the Senate or for the House to decide on this thing? I mean, is it going to happen this coming week?
Well, you know what? Trump gave a little leeway there yesterday where he said it seemed like he moved off the timeline and the expectations. Having said that, you know, I would not put it off the table simply because he seemingly, and this is a great political story, who's had the power to do what he's done and achieve what he's done in this short period of time. Now, you mentioned the Democrats. One of the things that's on the line here, and they can't wait, they're salivating for aspects of this to fail, for the numbers to grow in the ways that they predicted, because they want to use it in the midterm. So even though we're 18 months away from next November, you know politics, I know politics, a lot of this is already hedging on what might the narrative, you know, might be a year from now or into next fall. So it's very complicated. I would not rule it off the table. My guess would be, I'm always wrong about this, by the way, that they do get it to the president's desk, that he's going to wrangle the votes that he needs. But Chip Roy and others not very happy with some of the changes, so they may have to change again, get a kick back to the Senate. Scott Moorfield, yep. Hope you're having a great week. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day to you.
Same to you. All thanks right, for having
take
me.
Care, Scott. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.